This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. During the dialogue, Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. The Prime Minister will also join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. This personal interaction will bridge the gap between governance and youth aspirations, fostering a deeper sense of ownership and responsibility among the participants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for 100% delivery of government schemes to the beneficiaries, asserting that it is real social justice and secularism. Highlighting his vision of Vikasit Bharat in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kambat, Mr. Modi said that he wants solutions to the problems, including water, toilets and electricity, to be resolved by 2047. Mr. Modi said that being human, he may make mistakes, but he will not do wrong intentionally. The Prime Minister highlighted that one should have dedication, commitment, be a good team player and make themselves available for the people to become successful in politics. Highlighting the importance of social media in today's world, Mr. Modi said that it's an important tool in a democracy and can empower democracy. Replying to a question on the current global challenges, the Prime Minister said that the world trusts India because there is no duplicity in its stand. Mr. Modi added that in the present global crisis, New Delhi has repeatedly said that it is in favour of peace. BJP Central Election Committee meeting held in New Delhi to finalise the name of party candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. The meeting took place at party headquarters and was attended by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and other BJP top leaders, as well as the leaders of the Delhi BJP unit. Earlier, upon arrival at the party headquarters, Prime Minister shared his New Year, Lodi and Makar Sankranti greetings with the journalists who were present there to cover the event. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has asserted that government is taking transformative policy reforms to create a robust defence industrial ecosystem with a strong focus on self-reliance and fostering technological collaborations. Speaking at the Ambassadors' Roundtable in New Delhi ahead of Aero India 2025, the Defence Minister highlighted the nation's advancements in the defence and aerospace sectors, emphasising the successful development of niche and cutting-edge technologies. The Minister pointed out that India is now among a select group of nations capable of producing fourth-generation fighter aircraft, nuclear submarines, main battle tanks and intercontinental ballistic missiles. Acknowledging the dynamic global security environment, Mr. Singh emphasized the importance of collective action for peace and prosperity. India's industrial output accelerated to a six-month high of 5.2% in November as compared to 3.5% in October, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. Among the three major components of Index of Industrial Production, IIP, manufacturing output climbed 5.8% in November, while electricity generation grew 4.4% and mining activity increased by 1.9% as per the data. The corresponding growth rates of IIP as per use-based calculation, classification in November 2024 over November 2023 stood at 2.7% in primary goods, 9% in capital goods, 5% in intermediate goods, 10% in infrastructure or construction goods, 13.1% in consumer durables and 0.6% in consumer non-durable. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty reached the semi-finals of the Malaysia Super 1000 badminton tournament yesterday, with a straight game victory of the Malaysia's Yu Sin Ong and Yu Teo 26-24, 21-15 in 49 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.